Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 29th of July 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My name's Claire Elizabeth Gilbert, and I'm 33, and I was originally born in Fordingbridge, but now live in Salisbury, not too far away.
And how are you doing today?
Very good, thank you very much. Just a bit anxious, but excited as well to be part of the project.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I'm a Sky subscriber, and the Sky magazine came through and had an article in there about the project and explained how you could get involved online. So I thought, well, I'd have a go, put my name forward, never expecting to get selected, and then came back from holiday after the May half-term break, and there was an email in my inbox saying I'd been selected. So I was very pleased.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
I was really excited. Initially, obviously, wasn't allowed to tell anybody because of the not saying it to the media, and I wasn't sure whether that meant that I couldn't tell my friends and family either. So for a week, I didn't tell anybody. And then I emailed in and said, oh, you know, does this mean that I can't tell my friends? And fortunately, I was told that no, it was just that I was waiting to, if I wanted to speak to anybody else about it. That So I then told my friends, and many of them were, What are you doing that for? Why would you do that? And then some of them were like, oh, that's really exciting, amazing. So a real mix of emotions from people as to why you would want to do something like this.
So what are you planning on doing on the plinth?
Many ideas since the date I was accepted to be part of it have gone through my mind. But I think I've plumped with some inspirational messages from history, basically some figures in history, and I'm going to write those up because I think that is an opportunity to inspire people for the day, perhaps, or for their lives. And as a teacher, I think that trying to inspire people to have aspirations is very important. So that was something that I wanted to incorporate in to what I did. So I've got a flip chart, but also as an IT teacher, I'm keen to use technology. So I'm going to play interactive hangman so that people can text letters, either if they're watching online or if they're actually in Trafalgar Square, they can text in a letter, and we'll play hangman via the web and in person.
And is this something you've been thinking about and developing as an idea for a while?
No, most of my ideas have come and gone. They sort of come in my mind and I'll speak to people about it, and then they'll suggest something else. So it's kind of evolved over the past week, really, since it started to get closer to doing it. And having broken up from school for the summer holidays, it's meant that I've had more time to think about it as well. So, it's kind of grown and snowballed from just writing inspirational quotes up on the dry whiteboard to actually having something that people can get involved with as well. So it's kind of just got bigger and crazier as the week's gone on.
And is this directly involved with your school?
Although I have told my school that I'm doing it, and it went in the letter, so I'm hoping that some of the students from Winton Arts and Media College will be watching online, and some colleagues have come up. It's not directly linked to them, but I am going to wear a gown, a professor gown, so that I'll look like a teacher, because I do want to show my profession, because I'm very proud of being a teacher and working with young people. And hopefully it'll just inspire people to get involved with things. I think that there's young people get a lot of bad press, and there are some really talented children out there, and I think that we should embrace that as a nation.
So how long have you been a teacher for?
Been a teacher since 2000 when I qualified, so coming up for 10 years, not too long now, so yeah, quite a while. But really enjoy it, love working with the young people. I've been at the boys' school now in Bournemouth for 2 years, and I'm just moving to a new school actually in September, so I've left there and I'm looking forward to a new challenge myself, which is again why this project has come at such an exciting time, that to push yourself to in different ways sort of gives you different experiences that you can take to both your personal life and your professional life, I think. So yeah, very pleased.
And what do you think teaching has added to your life?
the opportunity to share experiences and to gain information and experiences from young people, that it's a two-way process teaching, really. I think that it's a job that I love, so getting up in the morning and going has never been a problem. I've always loved it, and I think that's very important to be able to say that and do that. It's just something that I've always felt I wanted to do.
And what initially inspired you to go into teaching?
My mum's a teacher, has been for many years, and I think that it's kind of in our blood, in our family. So I tried something else for a while once I left university, but something brought me back to teaching, which I'm obviously very, very glad about, if not just for the summer holidays.
And you said you're working at an all boys school at the moment?
Yes, that's right, yeah. It's an arts and media college. We have arts specialism status, so through the Specialist Schools and Academies Trust. So we have a lot of excellent facilities and some really talented students who've produced some excellent artwork, which has been published in galleries around Bournemouth, the locality, and in some national publications as well. So it's a real feeling of art there. Move on to a language college actually next, so a different artistic skill, really, linguism. So yeah, very, very pleased to be able to experience different establishments and how the children really sort of develop in those different nurtured areas with the specialisms is quite amazing to see how they can really expose their own talents. So,
and at the moment, is this a specialised school?
It is an all boys secondary school, but schools can have specialisms in different areas. So we chose to specialise in arts and media. So we have a fantastic suite of Macs, which the students can use to do image manipulation, film and video editing, things like that, animations, which they really love.
Yeah. And what do you teach?
I teach IT, yeah, information technology, as it's known, computers to the layman, I suppose. Yeah.
And how do you find the experience of teaching purely, well, an all-boys school, how do you think that compares to co-ed?
It's very different. I've worked at a co-ed school before, and obviously going to one in September, starting in Ringwood. So it's a very different dynamic without girls in the classroom. But the boys are very kind, and you know, will do things that are amazing as with, you know, girls in the classroom as well. So it's just a very different experience, but one that I'm really pleased to have had.
And where are you going with your life? What are you deciding, which route you want to go down?
Well, my aspiration will be to be a head teacher, I hope, one day. So I was lucky enough to gain promotion at the school that I'm going to next, so I was very pleased to take that. And that's partly where I suppose my desire for inspiration and having aspirations is something that I hold very dearly, and feel that young people don't necessarily aspire to being great, whether that be because they don't see that modelled on the television, or perhaps in education we're not necessarily raising the bar for them enough, although I think that, you know, we do try very hard to do that. So I think that, you know, I really like to aspire myself to do everything that I want to do in life and never miss an opportunity. And that's why being again part of this project was, yes, quite daunting, to know that I'd been selected and what am I going to do for the hour, but not something I could ever turn down, because to be part of history, that's just an amazing thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
And can you just tell me a little bit about your background?
Yeah.
Where you were born, where you grew up?
Yeah, so I was born in Oddstock Hospital in Wiltshire, in Salisbury, so I haven't ever really travelled too far away from the point where I was born. Lived in Fordingbridge. My mum and dad still live in the house where I grew up in, with my brother, who's older than me. Hopefully he'll be here today, Stephen. And so he lives in Bournemouth, and I live in Salisbury with my husband, and we're a very close family. I went to university up in Manchester and lived there for a little while, but something drew me back to the New Forest and the coastline. So so my heart sort of is there, and I settled and I'm very happy to live there and have my roots there. I play hockey. I'm the captain of the Fordingbridge Ladies Hockey Club and have done since I was 16. So that's nice to be able to do something in the community to help the young people have another outlet and a hobby and an interest. So I enjoy doing that very much, although we don't always do very well. But we do try very hard, and I think that's important.
And what did you study at university?
Leisure studies and French, which is quite an interesting mix when I am now an IT teacher. But I think that just shows that studying something that you enjoy gives you the opportunity to show that you have an aptitude to learn and you have a desire to learn. And that can stand you in good stead for any job, any profession. So I think that it's important to enjoy your studying so that you do well. So,
And what do you think about the kind of passing on of knowledge and its importance?
I think it's very important that we impart knowledge into each other, the same as sort of with language and the way in which we pass on words to each other, that's how we evolve, that's how we learn, and hopefully that's how we can learn from history and hopefully don't repeat mistakes again, and so that we can live together maybe more harmoniously for some people. So I think that knowledge is power, and it's good power, and it's something that we should all feel a part of and all want to be a part of, whether it be in a small way or whether it be in a way in which, you know, you're out there telling people about things, or probably just keep it, you know, a bit more to yourself. I think you can have that knowledge and understanding in many ways, and some people do hide their light under the bushel, I suppose, but that's personal choice, isn't it? So
And this is quite a general question, but what do you think of the state of the education system at the moment?
I think education is always a bit of a hot potato politically, but as a teacher, it can be difficult at times. But with dedication and hard work from both everyone involved in education and pupils alike and parental support, I think that we do great things, and the young people of today turn out to be the professionals of the future. And I think that the media often can play quite a negative role on that. And actually, if you come down to classroom level, there's a lot of good work going on and a lot of hard work by many teachers who dedicate themselves to children and to improving their life chances. And I think that's important that we continue to do that.
And just to go back to your Alma Plinth, mm-hmm. What are your hopes, fears, expectations?
I suppose as somebody who has a real need to be liked, I would hate to think that I was going to portray myself as being a bit boring, because I don't feel that that's how I am, but you always get a bit anxious, I suppose, that what you think is exciting or interesting might be somebody else's, and what are you doing that for? But that I would just hope that people appreciate what it is that's happening here over the 100 days, and the fact that my hour on there is just a small part of the whole project, and that they enjoy it, or they discuss it, or they think about it, or they dismiss it. But as long as they've seen it and been touched by it in some way, then I suppose that's what Anthony Gormley is hoping to achieve from the project, and I'm glad to be a part of that hour for that.
And with your hangman, you're obviously trying to interact.
Yep.
Is this just with the public actually at the bottom of the plinth, or is it purely people on the phone?
No, people will be able to call up letters as well, and I will reward them with bags of Haribo sweets. I think that's always important to positively praise, whether that be through merits or credits at school or by sweets and treats, then that's fine. But sadly, people online won't be able to get their sweets delivered to them via email. That won't happen, so sadly not. But they will be able to have messages. If they want to text a message as well, then I obviously read that out to them on the microphones that are going to go over the web, so they'll be able to hear their name being shouted if they want, from Trafalgar Square. So yeah.
And is there a theme to the words that you've chosen?
They're sayings, inspirational sayings, mainly, little mottos or mantras that people can take with them in life. And so, yeah, I've kept, tried to keep it lighthearted, but with a message that that is that, you know, we should aspire and be inspired.
And what are you ultimately wanting to take away from this experience?
Oh, I don't really know. When people have asked me why I applied, it was very difficult to explain what made me apply, because I didn't really know why I did it. So what do I want to take away from it? I'm just the opportunity, I suppose, something to be able to talk about, something that is very different and that makes you different from other people. I think that's perhaps what it is, just the opportunity to be different. Not just stand in line and conform, but get involved and be a participant. So yeah, I think that's what I hope to take away from it. Nothing bad. And not too many sweets left.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming? Obviously that's quite important because you're wanting people online to
watch. Yeah. Well, hopefully people will watch the live streaming. I hope I've told enough people about the website address and raised awareness of the project with plenty of people. So hopefully there'll be some texting going on, definitely. Yeah. But no, I'm not worried about being live streamed over the web. As a teacher, you're a little bit of a performer anyway every day. So it's just a rather bigger classroom today.
And what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
My family. I think that they are the most important to me, always. And my health, and the health of my friends and family. And friends in particular are always important as well. And I'm lucky to be surrounded by some really good friends today who've come up with me to London. So, yeah, so I'm really pleased with that.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it. And thank you very much for the opportunity.